Time now to take five for your community, a service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the Villages at Oak Ridge. And Samantha Bobbitt is with us from the Daviess County Chamber of Commerce. Samantha, good morning.
Good morning.
I tell you, when it comes to downtowns and things that are happening and rocking, our downtown Main Street in Washington is really rocking these days. Lots going on, and it continues this weekend tomorrow with the annual Wine and Brew Fest. This is going to be a big day for Washington.
Yeah, we're very excited. This is the 11th year that we've had this Wine and Brew Fest. It was previously called the Wine, Cheese, and Art Festival, and it's this Saturday, and it starts at 2 o'clock. That's a new time and a new date. This is a Saturday instead of a Friday night. It starts at 2 o'clock and goes until 10 o'clock. There's so many things going on. You're really going to want to come down to Main Street to see what we've got this year. We've got a classic car show, and that'll run from 4 to 6.
I want to stop you real quick. Someone called and asked, is there any kind of entry fee for that?
No, there's no entry fee, and there are three different prizes. We've got gas cards to give away and plaques.
Nice, very nice.
So we just want, if you've got a car and you want to bring it out to show it, bring it on down. We're going to have food trucks, vendors. It's all kinds of fun. There are two live bands. One starts at 5:30. That's Brave New Wave. And then at 8 o'clock is 2 miles back. They're from Owensboro. And we've got four wineries, two breweries. The wineries that will be there are First Miracle, Windy Knoll, Huckleberry, and Hunter's Ridge. And then the breweries that are going to be there are Vincent's Brewing and Schnitz Brewing. And then I might mention that Vincent's Brewing is bringing five or six different other breweries' beers to have on tap. So you can come down if you like craft brew, you want to come down to experience that. If you like different wineries from southern Indiana, come down and experience that with us. We've also got this year the Travis Burkhart Cornhole Tournament, Travis Burkhart Foundation Cornhole Tournament. That's something new that we haven't done before. And if you'd like to participate in that, you can come to the J. Myers parking lot there on 3rd and Main. And you can, there is an entry fee for that. I do believe it's $25. There will be winners and prizes for that. Starts at 4 p.m. If you want to do that, come a little bit early so you can get registered. And we just want everybody to come out and have a great time.
Big day on Main Street again tomorrow. Please remember, this is Saturday this year. It is Saturday. Extended hours. Going to kick off at 2 p.m. So and run till at least 10 p.m. Tomorrow night. Main Street, downtown Washington. Food. Man, bring your appetite. You're going to enjoy some great food, aren't you?
Yeah, we've got four different food trucks right now. Big Al's. We've got Dynamite. K&K Concessions, if you've seen them out at the Food Truck Tuesdays. And then we've got one other that's coming. I think it's the grilled cheese that we've always had.
Gourmet cheese, yes.
Yeah, they're really good. And we just want to say thank you to German American. They sponsored us again this year. And invite everybody to come out. It's going to be a great time. Weather's going to be terrific and be a fun time to experience on Main Street.
Live music, great food, wineries, craft brew, and so much more. See you on Main Street in downtown Washington tomorrow. It gets underway at 2 p.m., the 11th annual Wine and Brew Fest presented by the Daviess County Chamber of Commerce. And how's it go on the tastings? You get how many tickets?
You get eight tickets that you can use either for the brew or the wine, and you just take those to the different vendors and to the wineries and breweries, and they'll fill up a glass. You get a free glass with your tastings, and $10 is a bargain. We don't know. Maybe in the future we might end up increasing that and increasing the ticket amounts, but this is our biggest fundraiser for the chamber each year, and so we're really hoping that people come out and try to help us out. Like I said, Travis Burkhart's, that's a fundraiser for them also.
It's a big day, again. And, you know, if you find a wine that you like, here's the cool thing about it, too. You can just go to that winery and say, hey, I'd like a bottle of that, and get the whole bottle.
Right. They will be selling bottles, and they will also be selling from the breweries. We'll be selling their brew. So if you want to stock up, come on out. You can buy a case if you'd like to.
You can't go wrong. Again, downtown Washington, the 11th Annual Wine and Brew Fest tomorrow on Main Street. Gets started at 2 p.m. That's tomorrow, Saturday. And runs till 10 o'clock. Live music from Brave New Wave, great local band, and 2 miles back from Owensboro. Lots of food for you to enjoy and several wineries and breweries to sample while you visit downtown Washington. And this is a kickoff of weekend number one. Next weekend, be sure to come back for Stone Soup Festival.
Yeah, it's coming up, and it's going to be great, too. And there's Silly Safari and Trevin Offered and all kinds of fun, free food. So you're going to want to come down to Main Street for that also.
It's a happening place in downtown Washington. Samantha Bobbitt, our guest with the Daviess County Chamber of Commerce. Samantha, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Take 5, a service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the Villages at Oak Ridge.